right. So the last thing that I want to bring to the table, what's my next best? Well, I guess it's not the last thing, but they kind of go together. So what's my next best move or your next best move business-wise and financially?
I've really been thinking about this lately. So I think my next best move within the space that I'm in right now. So I have a small business I'm working with, doing some things for their shop. I have, you know, the things that I sell online or what have you, working with my sister with her business, my nephew with his business. And I really think that while I'm in this space, I need to double down and figure out how to bundle some things together.
Yes.
Bundle some things together, add some things together, move to that next space. I get so tired of people saying next level, so I ain't going to say that. Whatever. But move to that next space. So like, for an example, like now, and I'm selling a single mask, so now I want to figure out how do I bundle that to sell maybe a family pack, because it's two, is you got the mom and the daddy and you got two kids. So how can we put that together to offer you something that you want so that the revenue is even higher with the same thing that I'm doing?
Yes.
So those are the kind of things I'm looking at, and even bulk, like getting things in bulk and to wholesale to these same, well, not the same customers, but the same type of products to these customers. Because I love what I'm doing for now. You know me, it might be something different in 2 months.
Okay.
I love what I'm doing right now, but I feel like that there's more.
Yes.
And so I'm reaching for that. So even with, let's say the one client I'm working with, and right now she has me just getting the logo together so it can be put on a wall in a salon where she can take pictures after, you know, you get your hair done and kind of pictures
right
in front of there with the little, whatever that
wall, like a selfie wall.
Uh-huh. Right. There you go. To have that there. So my train of thought is like, okay, that's just the logo right there. What else do I think can be bundled with that for the shop that you can use to right. have a cohesive brand? Because right now there's really no cohesive branding. You just have a logo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I believe, is my next best move, to look at these individual projects and see how I can move them into the next space.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Well, I need help with that sometimes. So, you know.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, you know what? We can sit down and talk about that, like, because although you're working with that one client, mm-hmm. there are multiple clients in that space.
Right, absolutely.
The same kind of things. If you come to the table and you're like, okay, you need this for your window to showcase what you're doing, I would put this together. I would get your business cards. I would do your selfie wall. Or the banner, like my niece uses a banner. It's about as tall as she is. Mm-hmm. And they just stand next to it and take their pictures. You know, so I'm like, that's even cool. So that would be something you could add in too.
The banner can always be, and then that might work too. If, you know, I would look into it first to see about outside, because where they are, you really, if you don't know the places there,
right,
you're not going to get there. So my whole thought is there any way to bring attention to this is where you need to go? You know how even they have those banners like to stand up at, would the city allow that to be outside the front door?
You could even include that in a package. So we'll see right. some outdoor signage that you can utilize.
Yeah. And so, even yes.
I has neon arrow pointing up. You know, something. Can I have something?
So that's where my mind has been about the stuff. It's not what's in front of me. It's trying to think, you know, what can I put with that? And I would love to offer packages, because you know what? I found that when the clients do come to me, they have no clue. It's one thing that they want, and they don't realize that they need the other things.
Right.
So that's where my mind frame is right now. So I think that's my next best move, is to evolve it into bundles and packages and things like that, at least for a few things.
Yeah. And the stand-up banner is portable.
Yes.
FYI, that's portable. So even if she did some things outside of the shop, she could take that with her.
Make it.
Yeah. And like the other idea we had about your friend that does the braiding, who does some teaching with the braiding.
Right.
Like, she's definitely, I would swing some stuff to her. I'd create a package just for her.
But no, really, I've been thinking about that too, just having a package, because she has that available. I don't know how utilized it is.
Exactly.
But more on a schedule as opposed to having dedicated, like we talked before,
dedicated time. Day.
Mm-hmm. And this, and we get you there, and I get that you need one-on-one, but we'll schedule it so each person will get a half hour, whatever it needs to be, an hour, however you need it to be. You'll get your one-on-one time, but we're doing it all at once.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that, because I don't think that they're even thinking on that kind of mind frame.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to help you with that, because I want to offer something like that too, because it's the same thing. Like, everybody keeps talking about what they want to do. So I was thinking about doing like a business 101. Business 101. Where do you need to start your business? Because a lot of people will go to like places like LegalZoom, and there's some couple other things out there. It's like, oh, I paid this money and I did all of this. It's like, well, why would you start there? That's not a necessity.
Well, like, I think
they're paying somebody else to do those parts and pieces for you.
Absolutely. I really think between the two of us to come up with a manual, period.
Absolutely.
Together, because we've run into so many walls.
Yes.
And so much time trying to find what we need, to whereas, yeah, at this point, you need to put it in writing and be able to market that to somebody.
Yeah. Like, and we're picking and choosing and putting pieces together and figuring it out for ourselves, when it doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't have to be that way, because the stuff I'm looking for does not exist. I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking, and so then I have to piece together, or it's trial and error. I'll get this, like, damn, I'll never use them again. Like, not gonna happen. So just basic stuff. I think that's an awesome idea. We'll have to do that.
Yeah, we'll work that into our schedule.
I'm willing to share information, because it's such a time waster.
Right. And that's the other part to it, is like, people are so, they hoard information. I'm like, you know what? We're not even in the same lane business-wise. And even if we were, there's enough room for everybody.
Girl.
So share the fucking information. So that's all right. We're going to put our own package together, and we're going to share the information. Whether you want us to or not, that's your business. Okay. But yeah, we need to put it out there.
Because
we all want to be successful. And there are more than enough people in the world, so we can all be successful.
It really is, because whoever, you're not me. I mean, you're just not. So,
right, and I'm not you.
And I'm not you. I was just going to say that, and I'm not you. So what you have and what you bring uniquely to the table is yours. I mean, we could be doing the exact same thing, but somebody's going to pick you over me just because they like your personality, or they like your shoes. I don't damn know. But it's because they want to, and that's how it should be. So I don't feel you as my competition, and I think that we can learn from each other. I don't think that that's the problem.
Exactly. And your next best move financially?
Oh my God, give me some money.
Woo woo! Drop from the sky. Fall into my lap. I'm open to receive.
Oh, give me some money. Financially, my goals are first and foremost to pay off my debt. I have a lot of credit card debt. I feel like I would be on such stable ground if I could eliminate that.
Yeah, I got you.
That's my next best move. I don't know how I'm gonna pull that off right now, but
you don't have to know how. You just put that part in the atmosphere. That's what I want.
It done in a way, and I won't put myself in this position.
Yeah,
I work hard not to put myself in this position. So I
you
think
work hard. It's gonna flow.
It's gonna have to.
Yeah.
So yes, that would be my next best move, is to totally eliminate the debt.
Okay. All right.
So
let's see.
If I can find some funding and some money, I promise you I'll put it to good
use. I'm telling you, it's out there. It's out there, and whatever day comes to me and I wake up and I'm like, today is the day, that's the day I'm going for it.
I don't want to say that. Well, yeah, just eliminating those type of things. I know I was talking to my bestie the other day, and she played the lottery and stuff a lot. She's like, well, if you had, you know, I got this really high student loan bill. We're not gonna talk about the student loan.
We're gonna talk about student loans today, but we know y'all headache and pain. I'm telling you, we are there. Woo.
Don't nobody understand mine. But so she's like, well, if you got this much sum, would you pay that? Would you, you know, pay if you had this many hundreds of thousands? I said, you know what? Actually, I would pay off my other debt because it could be eliminated. Mm-hmm. And then what was left over, I would give to them if it was left over, because that's that debt is at the bottom of my list. I don't want it, but I think it's so extravagant for no reason.
For no reason, exactly.
It's more than doubled of what I ever gotten. Mm-hmm. And so it's just interest. So I would definitely want it done, but I think everything else I would want done first.
Yeah.
I would want everything else done first. I mean, if I can get such a large amount to do everything, I would. You know, I wouldn't be out buying and shopping. I literally, my first thing would be is to eliminate that stuff. Okay. And there's plenty of things I want, physical things that I want. It's places that I want to be. But honestly, if somebody just, you know, here's a $800,000 check, like, I would eliminate my debt flat out.
Yeah.
I just would. Whatever amount they give me, that's where it would go to.
All right.
And I would think about the other stuff later. I think the other stuff would come. I'd be able to get the things I wanted or go to places I want to go. But I think for me and my sanity, it would be to eliminate debt and not get into debt and to teach people not to take on debt.
Yes.
Have to.
Mm-hmm. That is part of what I think needs to be enfolded into the recipe of the business one-on-one class. That and understanding taxes, what you can write off as a business. Like, I know, look, your eyes, her eyes in the back of her head, y'all.
Actually, August.
But it is something that people need to know and realize, you know, that that part too needs to be understood when you're in business.
It needs to be understood. And if you're taking on debt, it needs to be business debt, and it needs to be, it needs to complement the business, something that the business can handle and eliminate, not just the ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's a whole different story.
Right. And even like cleaning up your credit, your own personal credit helps with that. And that's something, that's a journey that I've been on. So for me, financially, it would be to continue to clean up what's on my credit report. I think a lot of people don't do that part. And for me, I just was like, you know what? And this has only been, what was it, a month? So now I'm at my second month mark. But the first month that I decided that this is something that I was doing, I went in and I immediately wrote my dispute letters for this, 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 and this, right? I sent them to all three bureaus, and my credit score, because I did that, went up about 100 points on each because of some things that were wrong on their part. And there's still some stuff that they have to fix. So now I got to go back and call and do some other things. So for me, that's part of my financial picture that I want to work on. The next thing is definitely increasing my income. What my next best move there is to follow the money. Because I think that there's money out there. We just need to follow it and figure out how to pull it into us. Not just loan money, but grant money. And we're smart enough that we should be able to do that. So there's that. And then
I definitely think it's grant money with our name on it.
It is. I'm like, and we could probably get grant money for anything that we want to do, even the helping the business 101, because we are helping Black women. Well, that's our main focus, but we could help everybody. But but right there, in helping a minority, we have double minority. So we should be able to do that. The other thing business-wise that I'm just focused on, or my next best move, is to get this damn book out. I need the book like out, printed and everything. So over the next week or two, that is definitely something that I want to work on. And I've got the cover now. So we need to work on, like, you know, the office page and stuff like that. Because I'm like, I have a fucking finished product. Let's get the product out into circulation.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we can, but I'm just saying that's my next best move when it comes to business. Get my business.
Right, but I have some choice words for you is what I'm saying. So yes, you're right, you do. You have a finished product and you just need the tweaks, and it needs to be tweaks and not redoing the whole product. Right. Because
redoing the whole product. And you're right, somebody does need to hear it like right now.
So yeah.
Even in the state that it's in. Yes.
You need to get that out. I'm excited about that.
Yes. I am too, really.
Yeah, so we got to do it. I mean, that has to go up the list. It has to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that we kind of did this today because, you know, one of the things that a lot of people use, and I think I talked to you about it before, was the SMART goals. SMART goals don't work for me. I am a grand. I need to see my whole vision and know what my whole vision is and then pull out the pieces that I can do, right? So I am not a SMART goal follower. Like, I have my list of things, like, okay, these are the big things that I want in my life, and I need to figure out like what I can pull down in each area. And not that I'm working on all of them at the same time, but I am pulling down some things and working on it from that vantage point. Like, SMART goals make me crazy because it feels like I'm writing a nursing plan. I know I told you that. I was like, oh my God. And any nurses out there, I know you feel me with that bullshit. It's like, God damn it, I need to write, you know, this, and this. I need all this information. And what am I doing? I'm gonna take his vitals and do blah, blah, blah.
Well, that was the biggest hoax
outcome, right?
The biggest hoax in nurses.
Oh my God. So that's what SMART goals feel like for me. I had a coach that I was working with, and I'm trying to do these SMART goals, but I don't feel my goals like that. Like, it just doesn't work for me that way. So there's other ways to go about it. So let's pull out the big picture. What is the big picture? Now let's pull from it and figure out what we can do. If I can do something in these areas, and most of the time they go together. Mm-hmm. Like, even looking at what we want to do spiritually, it actually fits in with some things that we need to do physically, like just taking the time for ourselves, first of all. So it's like, no, let me kind of do this my way. So y'all keep y'all SMART goals. I'm gonna do this my way, and I'll see you on the other side.
Right. I mean, you're right. I've never been that type, because that drives me nuts. And it needs to make sense to me.
Right.
For me to be on board. Like, if it doesn't make sense, and I'm going all around the corner to get back to where I was, miss me with that. Like, I can't do it.
Right. Like, they have to be specific and measurable. And I'm okay, right? So.
But for who? I'm the one that has to
find. Right. It's my shit.
Right. So it's got to be specific and measurable for you.
Right. And so here's the thing. I would meet a lot of my goals and do all of this stuff, but I'm trying to write it down and make it fit so you can understand what I got. And now I'm like, okay, and then how much time am I spending writing this shit down for you? No, I'm not doing that shit that way. I'm going to write it out for myself. I can go back and I can figure out, okay, 6 months ago, this is what I said I wanted. This is what I did. And this is where I'm at. Okay, let's look at it again. Okay, so from 6 months from now, this is what I want. Like, I can still do it without, like, going into all of these little, I don't know. I think that works for type A personalities. And I'm not always a type A. I'm not a type A in everything. And so that just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, we don't work like that.
No.
They can take it or leave it.
Right. So we making it personal today, y'all. Well, we made it personal today. That was the point of this podcast. So what about you? What is it that you want for yourself? What is your next best move, Black woman or green woman, white woman, purple woman, whatever color you are? We just Black, so I said it like that. But you are a woman, you are a goddess, and we want to know, what's your next best move for yourself?
I learned some stuff about myself. Like, I didn't realize until it came out of my mouth.
See?
Like, this was really enlightening. So until the question was presented and I started talking, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, okay. Like, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. So, but you gotta, you know, look at it like that sometimes. So. All right, y'all. This just in. I had to break in with the good news. Slay. Self-love awaits you. A self-love journey of her healing, evolution, and rebirth by Tracy King, the life midwife, has dropped. Yay! So since recording this episode, I was able to get the book up and out. You can purchase yours today on the Laugh Out Loud podcast, which is at laughwithus.com. Now, why do you need to read this book? I'm glad you asked, goddess. Slay, or Self-Love Awaits You, is about creating and taking your own journey into self-love. Wait, let me grab a book. I'm just going to flip to a page and read an excerpt because, yes, I am that confident that it's just that good. All right, let's see. Maybe I'll do this for y'all every episode so you know I ain't playing. Excerpt. I first got the message to not do anything when I started interviewing lawyers for my then impending divorce. I got so overwhelmed. I ended up interviewing maybe 3 or 4 different people. The thing that got me is every single one of them was so sure that we could win our case, and the strategy of each was to go for the jugular. Every one of them wanted me to be in this knockdown, drag out fight. I had enough going on, and I just wasn't feeling that. I got myself to a space where I was able to get quiet, pray, and listen. Not too long after I did that, I heard Spirit say, "Don't do anything." Wait, what? Don't do anything? What the hell kind of? I'm in the middle of a divorce. I have to do something, right? Nope. Don't do anything. Okay, so it was clear. I was not to do anything. So I left it alone. I focused on my schoolwork. I focused on the kids. I focused on work. I focused on living my life and doing my thing. There was no reason for me to give that any more energy. Spirit already gave me my answer. Don't do anything. So for about 3 or 4 weeks, I did nothing. Then I got a phone call. "Hey, Trey. I found this lawyer who said we can do this without going through the whole process if we can agree on everything." "Oh, okay. How?" I asked. Then he said, "I can schedule a meeting with him for tomorrow night if you want to come." "Abso-fucking-lutely I do." Well, that's what I thought. "Sure." "Sure," is what I said. We met up at the lawyer's office. He was straightforward and to the point and upfront about everything. He said, "We can do a dissolution of marriage if you both agree on absolutely everything. Otherwise, you'll both have to get a lawyer and go to court." And after answering a few more questions, he politely smiled and said, "Wonderful. I can only represent one of you, so I'm going to ask the other to leave." I stood up immediately and without hesitation, I said, "No problem. Thank you for everything." In that moment, I knew what it meant to not do anything. If you truly want something different for your life, you have to take a step back and look at it from an outside perspective, so to speak. Look at it and see where those things are that caught you up. You know, were you victim to rape or molestation or some type of abuse in your life, then you have to go back and heal some of those pieces before you can move forward and evolve. And sometimes we don't even realize that that's the problem that we are actually having, but it is something that we need to take a look at. So anyway, again, you are encouraged to inhale the magic of self-love, exhale all that has ever held you back, unleash the goddess within, live your life out loud and on purpose, as you were always designed to. You are a divine feminine being. You are spiritual in nature, and you are having a physical experience. Because of that,
we are always on this journey of healing, evolution, and rebirth. We're always birthing something. We're birthing our visions. We're birthing our dreams. We're birthing our babies. We're helping our babies birth their babies, and on and on and on. So why not do it intentionally, methodically, and on the basis of self-love? That's it. That's all. Anyway, I could go on and on and on, but you get the gist. So grab Slay, self-love awaits you, and begin to peel back those layers. Take a look at what's inside, and then rebirth your vision according to your own rules. That's it. That's all. That's how you live the goddess life. Go over to laughwithus.com and purchase your copy today. While you're there, don't forget to become a laugher too, so we can put you in the drawing for our weekly giveaway of the Laugh Pack. That's laughwithus.com. I thank you in advance for your encouragement, your support, your love, and most of all, you're allowing me to guide you along this self-love journey. I'm telling you, you are my sister in this journey, and we are going to do the damn thing together. It's a phenomenal space to be in. All right, now that's a wrap, y'all. Thank you so much again for joining us today. Until next time, remember, this is your life. Live it fabulously, out loud, and on purpose. Much love from the goddesses of the Laugh Out Loud podcast. So from all of us to all of you, keep laughing. We'll see you next time. Mwah.